agriculture is the largest economic sector in our home state of Kansas and has supported the livelihood of generations of farmers and ranchers. The Farm Bill is a lifeline for those producers. It offers essential resources and programs and protections that enable them to weather market fluctuations, natural disasters, and other unforeseen challenges. Over the past year and a half, to prepare for these Farm Bill discussions, I went on a listening tour, visiting a poultry and livestock operation, a co-op, a goat farm, which is really fun, an organic vegetable farm, an urban community farm, an ethanol producer, and so many others. And most recently, I was proud to bring together former Ag Committee chairs Pat Roberts and Colin Peterson, along with USDA Deputy Secretary Torres Small, to visit a farm in Edgerton, Kansas, and discuss the opportunities and challenges in agriculture with regional ag professionals. I've used what I learned during these conversations to inform my priorities in this reauthorization. And the bill we're considering today does include many of my priorities. It protects crop insurance and makes it more accessible to beginning farmers. It makes important investments in commodity programs and conservation and ag research, land grant institutions, and trade promotion programs. It supports our national agriculture supply chain, ensuring folks get food efficiently and at an affordable price. Unfortunately, as it stands, the bill also includes some unrealistic provisions and has very little chance of actually becoming law. Those who depend on us don't need false hope from an unpassable bill. We need a serious piece of legislation that gives folks, certainly farmers, in certainty in prosperous years as well as the challenging ones. And more needs to be done to ensure that this bill is truly bipartisan and can make it across the finish line with broad support on the House floor, just like all the former farm bills have. And as we've heard today, this is one step in that process. Kansas has a proud legacy of leadership on bipartisan farm bills, with former Senators Bob Dole and Pat Roberts being key to holding together the coalition of farm and nutrition stakeholders that has carried every previous farm bill across the finish line. In 1978, Senator Dole played a monumental role in ensuring the Farm Bill included provisions guaranteeing access to nutritious foods for all Americans. But the Farm Bill proposed today makes the largest cut to food assistance programs in nearly 30 years. And I think you've already heard that's a non-starter for a lot of folks. In the Kansas 3rd, nearly 11,000 households depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to put food on their tables and keep their families safe and healthy. And none of us want the Farm Bill to be seen as some sort of weapon to pit farmers against families that they feed. And when Senator Roberts joined me earlier this year, he said, and I quote, "We know that the most important thing when you get down to it is to get a farm bill passed to provide farmers certainty and predictability." But he also said that today we're seeing too many lawmakers in this chamber favoring ideology and partisanship over getting a bill done that actually benefits ag professionals across the country. The farm bill has not and should not be a partisan issue. And I absolutely can guarantee you that I'm going to keep pushing to uphold the Kansas tradition of bipartisan ag legacy and ag policy. I urge my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to come together on a realistic bipartisan compromise that can pass, which really is actually the definition of legislating. We're so close, and there are many provisions in this bill that we all agree on, and it's part of why I'm still optimistic. But we have more work to do, and I think that there absolutely needs to be a sense of urgency so that every farmer, rancher, producer in Kansas, from Garnett to Goodland, receives the attention and resources that they need to thrive.